item?
Item 1020, amend the Central City 2035 Plan Volume 2A, Part 3, Environmental and Scenic, amend the Portland Zoning Map and Portland Zoning Codes for Environmental Overlay Zones and Scenic Resource Zones.
So, colleagues, this ordinance is much more interesting than it sounds. The ordinance we're going to hear now is for scenic and environmental resources that are located outside of the Central City. As you'll recall, last week we took some testimony on the Central City. It's part of the Central City 2035 plan because there are viewpoints that emanate from places like Washington Park and Twilliger Boulevard. But the decision we make here will impact other views, such as those from Rocky Butte, Mount Tabor, Council Crest, and Powell Butte. The crux of the discussion is about vegetation management, particularly tree trimming and removal, and we had some similar situations last week, to open up and preserve these important public views. Staff is going to give a short presentation. Mindy, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Mindy Brooks with Planning and Sustainability. So, as the mayor just said, last week you heard a lot of testimony on Central City 2035. We talked about view corridors and... Oh! Technology. There we go. And today we're going to talk about views outside the Central City. And as the mayor alluded to, you may wonder why we're talking about views outside of the Central City when this is a Central City plan. And it's because during the process, we identified a number of viewpoints from Washington Park, Twilliger Boulevard, West Hills, that cross the Central City. And so we talked about view corridors last time that had to do with building heights, but we're not talking about building heights today. We're talking about how to maintain those views through vegetation management. So this is an example from Japanese Garden. Historically, this was a view of the skyline in Mount Hood. And as you can see from the picture, vegetation has grown up and blocked much of the view of the skyline. Last week, we talked about extending that view corridor down the slope. And today, we're talking about how you manage that vegetation inside of the yellow box in the picture there. And so the recommendation is to allow tree removal and trimming within that space. This is a common problem. These are a number of views from the West Hills where vegetation has grown up and is blocking the intended thing to see, the mountains or the skyline in these cases. And today, many of these view corridors overlap with one of our environmental overlay zones, the conservation and protection overlay zones. When that happens, when there's an overlap of the view corridor and an environmental overlay zone, in order to remove trees, you have to go through an environmental review. And so the standard that we're looking at here is to allow that tree removal and trimming through the standard instead of a review. Replacement of trees would be required. This standard lives in the zoning code in Chapter 33430, and that chapter applies to all of the city. So any time a view corridor crosses an environmental overlay zone, this standard would then apply. Excuse me. Back in 1991, when the Scenic Resource Protection Plan was adopted, the views all over Portland were designated at that time. And the decision was made not to apply the S overlay to these view corridors. There's a reference in the zoning code to the Scenic Resources Protection Plan, and it is assumed that people through review would know where these view corridors are.
So what's the practical implication of not having the S overlay? Why should we care?
Why should you care? It's confusing for people. In order to know where that standard applies, you need to be able to see on the map where the S overlay is. So we are recommending that we reapply that S overlay to the view corridors that were designated in 1991. But we're not changing the view corridors from 91. We're just applying the S overlay to them.
Okay. And on the slide we did hear testimony asking for the scenic resource to be all the way around Rocky Butte. What was the thinking on not making it 360?
In order to do that, we need to update the Scenic Resource Protection Plan, the whole plan from 1991, and we would need to do, it's a Goal 5 resource, so we would need to do an entire update to that Goal 5 resource, including the economic social, environmental, energy, the ESEE analysis. So it's quite a bit of work to make that.
How often are we required to do that anyway?
We are not required. Goal 5 is not part of the requirements underneath of the update.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So I want to mention a few things that this ordinance that you're looking at today does not do. So this ordinance does not require people to remove trees. This is just a standard for if people want to remove trees, to be able to do it through a standard instead of a review. This proposal does not change any heights, building heights outside of the central city. It does not change the level of protection that was designated in 1991, and it doesn't change Title 11, trees, or the jurisdiction of the urban forester. This proposal really does one thing. It says, if you want to remove a tree or trim trees within one of these S overlays that overlap with an environmental zone, you can do it through a standard instead of review. So I'm gonna leave it here for a minute if there are any questions, and then I will go over the three amendments that were released last Friday related to this ordinance.
I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm. Could you
go back to slide 4, please? So it was my understanding that the request for this corridor did not involve removal of any trees. So when did that change?
So the Japanese Garden requested that we extend this view corridor down the slope a little bit so they could manage trees. They don't have any plans at this time to remove trees, but the standard would allow that if they needed to remove a tree in the future to preserve this view, that they could do it through a standard instead of a review process.
And so along similar lines, if we're allowing individuals or entities to remove trees in the scenic corridors, are we also planning on limiting the type of trees that can be replanted? Because obviously some are going to get a lot taller than others.
Yes. So the requirement is to replace the trees. They have to be replaced outside of the view corridor on the property that is owned or a property that the entity has control over. Many of these are parks properties mm-hmm. that we're talking about, so they have space to put the trees. And so they would be outside of the view corridor, and then the trees need to be from the Portland plant list.
Okay. Thank you.
So I will move on then to the amendments. So last Friday, September 8th, the mayor released an amendment package with three amendments, and I just wanted to summarize them and take questions about them. So the first one relates to Broadmoor Golf Course. As part of the comprehensive plan that was just adopted, a small portion of Broadmoor, that lower section in gray, was rezoned from open space to industrial. And this was part of the Industrial Lands Watershed Health Working Group work that came forward with the comprehensive plan. There's a view corridor there, shown in blue. The view corridor is there because in 1991, it was stated that this is the golf course layout includes a view of Mount St. Helens. There's no development restrictions within this view corridor. It's about maintaining the vegetation. Through the comp plan, changing this to an industrial area, the intention is to develop that as an industrial use and the view would be eliminated. So to reconcile the view corridor with the comprehensive plan, the amendment is to remove that view corridor from the map. Are there any questions about this before I go on to the next one?
Isn't it unusual to have a view corridor that's from a private property rather than public right-of-way or public space?
It is. We've in our work that we're doing through Central City 2035, we are only designating views where the viewpoint is starting from a street or a sidewalk. So this is a little unusual because it's stated that the viewpoint is from the parking lot, which is a little weird. And then it just extends across the golf course as it is laid out.
Do we know any of the history? And do we know if there's any more such view corridors that are from private properties?
Not that I'm aware of. Almost all of them are from streets or are actually in parks. So many of them are like Rocky Butte and Council Crest and places you know about or from trails. This is a very unique situation.
Well, if anybody knows the history of that, I'm just very curious to find out how that got designated. But since it isn't a public viewpoint, I can concur with the changing it, unless somebody tells me, well, I shouldn't concur with it.
The next amendment is really just a technical amendment, and this is to add the view, the overlay zone maps into the volume 2A Part 3. These were not included in the volume itself and need to be added in there. And this is just another example that I've provided. So it's a very technical change. And the last one is not about scenic resources, so it's a little confusing. Why is it in here, right? So because we're updating zoning code 33430, which is the environmental zone, that's why this is in this portion instead of the central city main document portion. Back on a week ago, September 7th, there was an amendment entered that clarifies that the zoning code, the whole of the zoning code, does not regulate dredging and water bodies except for in the central city. That's the first portion of what's on your screen. Because we've clarified that the zoning does not regulate dredging in any other water bodies, there is no need for an exemption in 33430 for dredging. It simply does not apply. So the amendment is to remove that exemption because it is unnecessary.
Very good.
Okay.
Colleagues, any further questions on these amendments? As Mindy just explained, there are three amendments on the table. The first is removing the Broadmoor View Corridor to reconcile with the comp plan. The second is to add the scenic overlay zone maps to Volume 3A, Part 1. And the last is to remove the exemption dredging because it's unnecessary. I move to include the amendment package dated September 8th so that the public can testify on these amendments today. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a tie. We'll call it a unanimous. I'll give it to Commissioner Fritz just because she's sitting to my right at the moment. Sheila will get the second on that, so we're able to take testimony. Colleagues, are there any other amendments you'd like to put forth at this particular time? Very good. We can accept testimony. Carla, please call up the first three.
Okay. We have a total of four people.
Very good.
Okay. The first three are Michael Elena, Ed McVicker, and Tracy Prince.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We've lost the quorum, so we...
We lost the quorum.
Oh, so we did. So...
Shall we wait?
Yeah, we have to, unfortunately. Okay. So, how about that rain that's coming soon? I never thought in Portland, Oregon, we'd be so excited about the rain. Well, that's all I got.
About the Thorns being in the playoffs, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's all I got. We have sparkling conversations between the mayor and me, you can just tell, can't you?
It's all been said. All right, my daughter has a joke. 10 cats are sitting in a boat. One jumps overboard. How many are left? Not nine. None. The rest were all copycats.
Please come back, Commissioner Cotillion, Commissioner Saltzman.
I think that was pretty much well encapsulated in the closed caption also. It'll be remembered.
Yeah, Open Signal's very unhappy. Their ratings are crashing by the second. Oh, look, who's back? You have saved the people. Commissioner Udaly, woman of the people.
You are a quorum.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Michael Elena. I'm a volunteer at the Portland Japanese Garden for the past 11 years and a trustee on the board for the past 9 years. Today, on behalf of the Portland Japanese Garden, I would like to address the scenic and environmental zoning codes 33430 and 480. My testimony last Thursday before City Council regarded the Portland Japanese Garden's CCSW06 view corridor and the requested extension of that corridor. I shared with all of you its iconic place in the hearts of many Portlanders and visitors to the Garden. I thank all of you for your support in extending the view corridor and giving us the ability to maintain that incredible vista of our fair city, the Willamette Valley, and Mount Hood. Today, my testimony is submitted to express the Portland Japanese Garden's support for the new standard that allows tree and vegetation removal and trimming through a standard instead of a review process. We feel the standard process will simplify the current permit process and allow us to maintain our corridor in a more efficient manner. We encourage the city to adopt the standard process and streamline and simplify the process of maintaining view corridors. Thank you for your consideration in this matter.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Ed McVicker. I'm also here speaking for the Japanese Garden. I'm currently a committee member for a committee at the Garden called the Garden Resource Committee. The Garden Resource Committee has been a functioning committee since the beginning of the Garden, more than 50 years ago. Its primary concern is stated with the condition and just maintaining the garden itself. I've been a member of that committee for about 10 years or so, and I can say that the notion of how we manage trees within our garden and also within the area immediately adjacent to the garden that's owned by the park or controlled by the park has changed in the last few years as this permit process has kind of been the order of the day. So I'm here today just to represent that committee and the garden in general and speaking in favor of changing to a standard as opposed to that. The permit process has often created confusion, not a clear direction, and in our specific case, because we often have to deal with, from where we sit, multiple city bureaus, it has created a rather cumbersome path to get any kind of action done in the few things that we have tried to do. So this will clarify and simplify the process quite a bit. I can't speak to the content. I can't speak to the process, which I think this will be a great improvement for that. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tracy Prince, Vice President of the Goose Hollow Foothills League. We're proud of the fact that half of our board members are low-income and half are renters. 3 years ago, we changed our bylaws so that board members can no longer vote in their own financial interest. We encourage Commissioners Udaly and Fish to require all neighborhoods and business associations to follow our lead. No one should be advocating for their own financial interest while receiving city funding. Goose Hollow supports proposed changes to allow vegetation management and tree removal through a standard instead of environmental review. This is important for maintaining public views. However, we suggest even more rigorous vegetation management. We were shocked to read explanations in Central City 2035 listing many views as unimportant and therefore no longer protected because vegetation has grown to block the views. And this is all over the city. For example, the Olmsteds designed Terwilliger Parkway, the Vista Bridge, and Vista Avenue as a way to provide public access to views of Mount Hood and Mount St. Helens. Yet many views near both Terwilliger and Vista are being lost because no vegetation management has occurred, so trees now block views. If we believe that all Portlanders should have access to views and not just rich people, which I hope you are all committed to, then we will need more aggressive vegetation management to save views that should be publicly available to all. The problem is that the proposed fix does not fix the problem because vegetation management still won't be allowed where today the public views can be seen. Section 8.5 indicates that within a view corridor with special height restrictions, trees may be removed or trimmed to preserve the view. We recommend that the phrase "with special height restrictions" be removed and that this same rule apply to scenic corridors. So the sentence will read, "Within view corridors and scenic corridors, trees may be removed or trimmed to preserve the view." Most current views are being lost in Central City 2035, often because trees have grown to block views, so every remaining view is important. Please fix this bureaucratic conundrum where, on the one hand, city regulations prevent vegetation from being managed, and on the other hand, city staff list a view as insignificant because vegetation has blocked the view. This small step will keep many public views available to all in a city where our Planning Bureau and Planning Commission leadership have made it a policy to privatize many beloved and iconic public views only for the rich. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Prince, have you sent that in writing?
I haven't, and I will.
Thank you.
I'd appreciate that as well. Thank you. Very good. Thank you for your testimony.
The last person who signed up is Mark Velke.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Mark Velke, and I live in the Goose Hollow area. I'm also on the board of the Goose Hollow Foothills League Neighborhood Association. We support the changes to vegetation management. We support the changes to vegetation management in this draft and believe that you should require even more vegetation management to save many views. Section 8.5 says that trees may be removed or trimmed to preserve the view in a view corridor with special height restrictions. We recommend that the phrase special height restrictions be removed and that the same rule apply to scenic corridors. This will save many views outside the central city. Though this is outside of the Goose Hollow boundaries, our board believes that we must fight for the many Portland residents who haven't been able to read the thousands of pages of code over the last 3 years to understand what's happening. Two more points I would like to personally make is that apparently the writers of the CC 2035 draft are unaware that there are tools available that you can use to trim back trees and bushes. I have been to meetings where I have been told by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability they have to do away with the view corridor as just one example because a tree that was planted a few years ago grew up and now some branches are blocking part of that view. Rather than doing away with protected views, it seems to me that trimming back trees and bushes is a no-brainer way to save our views. Just so you don't lose the tree hugger vote in your next election, all I'm asking on many of these is trim the edges, not cut down the whole thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony.
Mr. Velke, I think I'm a certified tree hugger, and I support these changes because they require actually even more trees to be planted.
Good job.
Very good. And that's the completion of public testimony, is that correct?
Yes.
The record will be open for written testimony on this item until Friday, September 15th at 5 p.m. if people would like to chime in further on this important issue. Deliberation on any amendments related to this item will be held on November 2nd at 2 p.m., time certain here at Portland City Hall. So let's continue the hearing about the early